This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with your weekly box beef trade for week ending February 6th. The Daily Spot Choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $220.60, which was $1.75 higher compared to the previous Friday, but it had been over $223 on Thursday. The Daily Choice cutout had jumped over $5 last week in the midst of that big snowstorm when several plants were shut down, but started to decline back down on Friday when it lost about half of the storm rally. There were 605 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was almost 11% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, was at $216.64, which was $1.53 lower, while the daily spot cutout was going higher during the impact of that storm. However, this is the time of the year when we normally see some drops. Last year we dropped $18 from the end of January to the end of February, but then started the spring barbecue rally. There was 5,419 total loads sold, which was 1,085 loads lower than the previous week, and no doubt it was also an impact of the storm. The formula sales were at 3,163 loads, which was 53 loads lower than last week, and about 58% of the total loads sold for the week. So those formula sales hang right in there. The exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 448 loads, which was 393 loads lower than the previous week. 69 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 379 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales, which won't be delivered for at least 22 days, took a massive drop, and they were only 591 loads, which was 721 loads lower than the previous week. Now, taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice middle meats, the rib was 5 higher and the loin was 4 higher. Both of these items normally start a seasonal rally as we approach that grilling season. And the choice chuck was 8 lower and the round primal was 1 higher. The daily cow cutout and those 90% trimmings have enjoyed normal seasonal price increases lately as cow receipts at auctions have declined after the bigger fall run. The cow cutout was about 3 higher and those 90% trimmings ended the week at $211.43, which was over $6 higher. And those 90% trimmings were right around that 191 figure at Christmas time. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending January 30th showed that week we imported 22,995 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 2,000 metric tons higher than the previous week. And following last year's tonnage increases, because of the normal seasonal price jumps on those cow meat products. However, the year-to-date total tonnage was still 16% below last year. Australia was down 30% and New Zealand was down 12% compared to last year, but Canada was up 3% and Mexico was up 20%. Last year we imported almost 26,000 metric tons the same week. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the live prices were roughly about $2 lower in a very late Friday trade. And those dress prices were steady to about $2 lower also, running around $2.10. The weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five areas, which includes Texas, Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, and Iowa feeding areas, it was at $134.46, and that compared to $136.36 the previous week, which was roughly about $2 lower. The five area total cash volume was 65,000 head compared to 94,000 head the previous week. And the average live weight for the Texas Panhandle for week ending January 30th was 5 pounds lower at 1315, and that compared to 1273 the previous year. We're 42 pounds higher than last year, even after that big blizzard. and the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending January 23rd was 1 pound heavier at 899, and that was compared to 880 last year, and the 5-year average was 865. And the heifer carcasses jumped 4 pounds. They jumped up to 837 that same week. And the choice select spread was $4.09 on Friday, which was about 260 higher compared to the previous Friday. Thank you. This is Ed Serwin from Amarillo, Texas.